Welcome back to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for checking me out whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the show. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys. And I want to say thank you for over 6,000 listens at this point. Like I was saying the other day, or I may not have said the other day, I never plan to. This is not big by any means. There's people on Spreaker here that has thousands and thousands and thousands of listens. But for me, something that I'm doing as a hobby, something that I do to pass the time, something that I do that I think is fun. Having 6,000 listens is pretty big for me. I know a lot of people were like, oh, whatever, that's not nothing. There's people here have 125,000 listens. Yeah, because most of those shows talk about people. And I'm not one of those shows. I was kind of pulled in at one time, but I'm like, yeah, that's not how I roll. But no, so I do appreciate you guys. And like 640 followers, 600 on Twitter. It's kind of funny because if you remember, oh God, a long time ago, I was talking about how I started, how the Gay Life of a Country Boy, I used to listen to him when I was traveling back from Atlanta to Indiana, and I would download all these podcasts, and I suppose podcasts were kind of new. There were a lot of them, but a lot of people kind of come on. He had started a show, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to start one of those. So I started out on a blog talk. Well, no, I started recording them, and I think I used Podbean. I think that's what I did. And I would listen, I would record some, and I actually had about 4 on iTunes, and that was back 2009, around the same time that I started the blog. And then, you know, of course, I stopped doing all that altogether and then picked it back up back in, I have to say, yeah, well, I've been doing a podcast for almost a year. Next month, which is this starting Monday, I have to figure out what my anniversary is. I have to do something big for my anniversary, but I started doing that again in March of 2013, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. And my very first episode, if you guys remember, I think it's in the 5x5 replay. My very, very first episode was Bow Down Bitches, because that's when the part of the Flawless song by Beyonce had come out. And I remember my sister and I were going to Louisville, because my mother was in the hospital there, and we were going to Louisville, and we're listening to the radio station, and I'm like, what is this song? And I'm like, because you'd heard some things about it, I'm like, I think it's the Beyonce song. And then ever since, I've been in full Beyonce mode, because remember, just prior to that, she had done the Super Bowl. But that was the song that everybody thought our album was going to come out at that time. And then she had announced the world tour, and then we didn't get an album to December, which is, no pun intended, flawless, in my opinion. There's a lot of people that don't like it, but they're just some haters. So like I said, I've been doing this for almost a year now, and I never expected to continue doing it. I did a lot of episodes with my cousin, Darling Nikki, and we're going to get her back on the phone once I'm still working on the whole mixer virtual cables thing. I don't know what to do, but I don't like going back and forth using two different providers for my podcast. But I will have it cleaned up once I make a decision, because I need to. But like I said, I did things with her, Darling Nikki. And you can catch those episodes. There's a lot of past episodes of Real Talk with David and Nikki. And it's also under the 5x5 umbrella of shows. And I was just listening to, before I came on, I was listening to Chris Topp, like Chris Show. He's getting a little hate right now, but you know, Chris, hey, you spoke the truth. And if some people can't handle the truth, that's unfortunate. And then I was listening to Black Nona, spelled Noona, speaks. And when I tell you, she lives in Atlanta, which I didn't know. When I tell you that chick is hilarious, she is hilarious. She was talking about being in an interracial relationship. And she's dating, I think she said from Bogota, Colombia, which I think is in South America. And she was talking about that. And she's just really, really funny. And thing is, she reminded me of my girlfriend that lives in Atlanta, Georgia. One of my girlfriends that live in Atlanta that I actually spoke to today. And I'm like, oh, you remind me so much of her. And she's like, yeah, I'm in the ATL. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really cool. So check her out. That's Black Nona Speaks. I'm pretty sure it's what I get mixed up, but I think it's what it is. I put it on the face on the I tweeted it, so if you guys are following me on Twitter, you can see who I'm talking about. Very funny show. What else? What else? Oh, it's snowing again here in southern Indiana, and there's a band of snow which is going to go really fast. But it's just going through this part of Indiana. No other part. Well, I know Indianapolis is probably happy, and northern Indiana is probably happy. But right by the Ohio River, Ohio Valley, is that band that's going straight through over to Kentucky. So I'm done with it. I went outside a while ago, and my car is completely covered, and I had to get up early in the morning. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. It's bad. I carry one of those, like, I carry a satchel, a merce, a man purse. I carry a merce. And it's pretty sad when you keep, I had to look and make sure it was there. You keep your ice scraper in your, because sometimes my doors get frozen, and it takes me a long time to get in my car. And thank God I actually had to buy some new tires today. And that's the one thing that I had to do today. I didn't want to leave. I had a headache earlier. I wasn't feeling real good. And I'm like, I have to get this done. I have to get it done. So I went. I had to wait for a long time because people were being stupid. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to. But that's taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. It's done. And my car is not wobbling anymore. You know how you get a tire that maybe has a broken belt in it, or because I've had a slow leak for a couple days, and it's just really hard for me to do things on work days because I sleep late, and I work late, and so it makes it hard for me to do any kind of errand running or anything on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Especially Friday and Mondays when I have extra things on my plate that has to be done. And so I get the tires today. So I get 2 more days off, thankfully. And I need a vacation. So hopefully I will be in Atlanta, Georgia at the end of next month, with this March, which is Sunday, I think it's March the 1st. So hopefully I'll be able to there and get to see going home for a little bit. You know, people get so mad when I call Atlanta home. That's where I made my life. Yes, this is my home as well. Southern Indiana is my home. But where they say home is where your heart is, and unfortunately, my heart, even though I love being around my family, my heart is with them, but I carry my family with it wherever I go. And like when I lived in Atlanta, you know, for the time I was there, I spoke to at least one member of my family every single day, and most time it was my mother. Every single day, I spoke to them to make sure everything was fine. I know it would be difficult for me to leave now because they're, like I said, my mother has some health issues that I need to be here for. But Atlanta, to me, that's where my heart, that's where I made my life, is my home, and I do miss Atlanta a lot. And now I know it's ready to get warm, and they're probably getting warm now. They probably won't see any more the kind of coldness from here on out, because now the pine pollen is probably ready to hit between now and the end of March, which I didn't miss that because your car was green, you didn't wash your car for like a month. in Georgia. But anyhow, enough Atlanta talk. I hope you guys are doing well. You can always find me on our blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, the fives are numeric, and also the tweet me at the 5x5, where the fives are numerical as well, or check us out on facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. I hope you guys have had a great weekend and a great start to your week. This is actually, today is my Saturday, as I like to say. Mondays are my Fridays and Tuesdays are my Saturdays, and Fridays are my Mondays, if that makes sense. but I didn't, like I said, I didn't do much today other than get the tires because I wasn't feeling well, and then I took some bear. There was a different kind of aspect. My back has been giving me some problem. Now that I think about it, it's kind of worked because my back ain't hurting that much anymore. And it wiped out my headache, and it also wiped out the pain I was having in my back. I did get to, I went to the library today, and I've been postponing buying Thor, because although I'm such a I, other day on the Fanboy Weekly show, I was telling everybody that I'm a fanboy come lately, because sometimes I get information a little late, because I'm not always at my computer, unlike people would think I am, because I'm not. We have like the main show here. We have an AMC, and then a locally owned chain of movie theaters here. And I didn't get to see Thor when it came out, because I don't know why. Was it around Christmas time? Was that when it came out? Like maybe in November? I don't think it was the summer. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. No, maybe not. Because, but anyhow, then there's a movie theater that has discount rates, and it finally had made it to that. But had an early release on iTunes, and I'm like, I'm not paying you $20 when I know Target's gonna have the movie for like $13 on DVD, and a lot of times they come with a digital copy that you can put into iTunes. Anyhow, so but I went to the library this afternoon. When I was out, and the first day, I think it came out today. Today is the 25th, really the 26th, because it's actually Wednesday. Tuesday the 25th. The first day that Thor came out, the library had it, so I was got to get that. So I've been watching it. So I'm halfway through right now, and I didn't know that Frigga died. Thor's mama, they killed her. Didn't know that. Still looking for. Well, no, I'm not. My search kind of came to an end today for that Lois Lane 106 book. But you have to listen to the Fanboy Weekly show this coming Sunday night, because I'm not gonna rehash it on here. But I have some comic book stuff that I'm looking for tomorrow. Been trying to get the author of Veronica 202 and 205 and the Kevin Keller series, Dan Parent, on the show. He hasn't responded to me yet, but I would love to talk to him on a future fanboy show. Also, I downloaded, not downloaded, I signed up, subscribed to the WWE Network. It's kind of buggy right now. It's not, but for me on Apple TV, it's working pretty good. It was a little laggy earlier because I guess so many people are signing up. They're ready to make a ton of money off this venture, and very, very smart, very, very intelligent. So I'm in the free trial now. I don't know if I want to stick around and pay. I think I'll wait to I'll start up again in April when WrestleMania starts. So I can see that pay-per-view event live, because I never get to see the pay-per-view stuff. So that'd be kind of cool. That takes I don't I wonder how the pay-per-view servers are going to respond, because it's cheaper to spend $9 than like $20 on a pay-per-view event. I don't know, but we have a lot to talk about tonight. Well, maybe kind of a lot to talk about tonight. I'm not too terribly sure. It may not be a lot, but I'm gonna talk. I haven't talked about it yet on any of my shows, because I've been doing the drive episodes, which I love doing. You guys know that. I haven't did a late night show in since probably since last week, and then we have Fanboy Weekly on Sunday night, so this is my first opportunity to speak on it. I do have a excerpt from CNN, Anderson Cooper, 360, where he and Al Melvin go at it about the Arizona Religious Freedom Bill. I think I'm saying that right. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And also, how I think three young boys contracted herpes after they were circumcised doing a ultra orthodox ceremony. So we'll be right back and we'll start talking about our nightly topics. Thank you guys for listening. This is David. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Is Be Okay by Nick West. I love playing music. I love music that people don't hear all the time. Top 40, even though I do love top 40 music, that has more of an R&B flair to it. But I like introducing new music to people that you don't hear on the radio, like Nick West with BOK. You don't hear her on the radio, which she should be because she is phenomenal. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 late night show. I'm your host, David, and we're just sitting, chatting, chilling, talking about some different things. Oh, an update. I still haven't had any soda. I did have a ginger ale the other day. Does that count? But that's because I had an upset stomach. Does that count, ginger ale? I'm not going to count ginger ale. So I'm still drinking. I have two bottles right here. My sparkling ice water, which they need to give me sorry about that. They need to give me what's it called? A sponsorship. That would be nice, right? But no, sparkling ice. I've switched. Even though I really like the orange, I think it's orange mango, and I really like. But you know, classic lemonade is out. Everywhere I went to find the classic lemonade, which is really, I thought was my favorite at one time, but peach nectarine is my absolute favorite right now. Peach nectarine, and also a close second for me would be the coconut pineapple, because they're both extremely sweet, and the peach nectarine tastes like you are really eating a peach nectarine, even though there's no such thing in nature. But it's really, really good. They did a good combination of flavors with that, so that's good. But that's so this is like almost the entire month of February, I think, I haven't had a soft drink, which is good, and I really don't miss them. I mean, I seriously honestly don't miss drinking the soda and all those empty sugary calories. So that's one step in a weight loss. One is healthier with all that sugar and diabetes and all that kind of stuff, and then it's also good for it help will help me promote to promote weight loss. But we're back. So last week, you guys know that the state of Arizona passed a bill. The bill cleared the Arizona legislature last week to exercise of religious freedoms, and it protects businesses, corporations, and people from lawsuits if they deny services based on a sincere religious belief. I think I spoke about it briefly, and this is the most ludicrous, and I don't see how the federal, and I don't know, I'm not a political person by any means. I don't know the ins and outs of everything, but I can't see how the federal government can allow a state to sanction discrimination against anyone. You know, what happened between separation of church and state? I guess that's different from religion and state. So anyone claiming in the state of Arizona, anyone claiming, if the bill hasn't been passed, it's passing in the legislator, I can't say it, legislature. Gosh, what is wrong with me? That's hilarious. It's passed, but the governor, Jan Brewer, she still has to sign it into law, and she has until Saturday to sign it. And if she doesn't sign it, if she does nothing, it automatically goes into law. She would actually have to sign to veto this bill, because if she does nothing, that it'll go into law, or she can say, yes, this is going to be a law in Arizona. Getting a lot of pressure from all sides, but I'm thinking about it, and my mother and I, and she didn't say nothing, she didn't chime in. So like I said, my mother and I have had a journey between her and I on my sexuality. When she found out years and years ago, I got the obligatory, you go to church, you know it's wrong. But what Christians, and I can't say, I can't stand hypocrites. I cannot stand hypocrites. God did not tell you to do this. God didn't say, oh, well, they're gay, so I want to give you the right to treat them poorly because of because of their perceived sin. God did not tell you to do that. And I'm already played the Anderson Cooper interview with gubernatorial candidate Al Mevin, who completely didn't or doesn't know how to answer a lot of questions that Anderson Cooper was asking him. So, but I just can't stand how there's such a double-edged sword when it comes to religions, and then this whole sincere belief on what you. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and listen. Then we'll talk when I come back. Here is the Anderson Cooper interview that he did with Al Melvin yesterday, I believe. This is the second part of it. I didn't get the whole thing. It's from CNN. I don't own rights to any of it, but I want to share this with you guys, and you can hear what one of the people who voted for this religious freedoms bill had to say.
You heard the good senator describing his position on this. Kenji, what do you make of his argument?
Frankly, a little bit mystified by what the senator was saying when he said that this was not done with any intent to discriminate, that Arizonans don't discriminate. Is he saying that if we actually look through the case law in Arizona, that we would see no instances of discrimination in Arizona? So that's one thought. Another thought would be, we all know what the statute is. We all know where it came from. The individual who proposed it, Senator Yarbrough, said that he was troubled by what had happened in New Mexico when a wedding photographer was required to participate and actually offer services because she and he, the couple, held themselves open to the public as photographers to photograph the same-sex wedding. And so it was this Ulane photography case in which the plaintiffs, the same-sex couple, prevailed all the way up to the New Mexico Supreme Court that these folks are trying to preempt. And so when you hear the good senator talking about how he wants to uphold the pillars of society, in essence, he's not equating bans on same-sex marriage with discrimination against gay people. So I think that's one way in which we're talking past each other. But even giving him that and saying, okay, it's not discrimination against gay people to have bans on same-sex marriage there, the whole impetus behind this law was to discriminate against gays and lesbians. So it's very strange to do this. It's actually a very sad chapter in Arizona's history, if I could just close out the thought. If you stack it up against denial of the Martin Luther King holiday in the 1980s, if you think about SB 1070, you know, just a couple of years ago that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and now with this. I mean, Arizona does not look like, I don't think either you or I are going to be packing our bags and moving to Arizona because it's such a friendly place.
Senator, you were on the tourism caucus, you know, I understand, in the Senate. Aren't you concerned about the impact on this?
I started the tourism caucus. We are number one in the country by most business magazines as the best state in the country to start a business. We're number one for job creation
as you know, Forbes magazine, and we're number eight
in overall pro-business climate.
But as you know, businesses have come out saying that this is bad for business, this is bad for the state. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because there has become a media frenzy on this that has caused other candidates for governor.
You're seriously blaming the media
under
on
the
this?
Pressure of the media.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Well, but when you take discrimination against unwed mothers and divorced women, I have never heard of that in my entire life. It's like you're starting a cottage industry of perceived and
are you telling me that there's nobody
they
who
don't
opposes
exist
divorce?
Here.
You're telling me there's nobody who opposes divorce?
Everybody that I know wants strong marriages,
right.
Strong traditional marriages. They want them. And divorce is a sad thing. It usually hurts children, and we don't want that. That's why we want to strengthen traditional marriage as defined between
but
one
you're
man
saying
and
you're
one
assuming
woman
under your law that everybody has the sort of the same religious beliefs as you do. But there are many, there are dozens of religions.
No,
there's
I'm
probably,
not.
Well, there's probably hundreds of religions
there are.
In the United States with all sorts of different beliefs.
Yes.
So you're saying everybody has to be able to act according to their own beliefs. And I understand that desire. That's part of America, the protection of religious freedom. That's one of the great things about this country. But at the same time, can a society exist?
That's what this bill is all about.
But can a society exist where everybody gets to decide who they interact with and who they don't based solely on their religious beliefs? And if, for whatever reason, irrationally, somebody doesn't like somebody else, as long as it's a sincerely held belief, under your law, they don't have to deal with that person.
This bill is designed for religious freedom. No matter how you twist and try to turn it, that's what that is the bottom line here.
You can't answer
it. It is nobly perceived. It was nobly voted on. And we hope the governor signs it into law.
Can't you?
Yeah, I just want to put this in a broader national context, actually. If you think about these religious liberties arguments, every time there's been a chapter, a page is turned in our civil rights history, there have been claimants who have opposed those advances in civil rights out of claims of religious liberty. And so the ACLU has a great article on this where they say, you know, back in the integration days, a lot of individuals who oppose integration, pro-segregationists, said, on religious liberty grounds, we oppose integration. So the famous Piggy Park case was a restaurant that refused to integrate, and the owner said, I'm going to refuse to integrate on religious grounds. Flash forward to the 1980s, you know, in the wake of feminism, a lot of religious institutions said, we do not want to give married women the same salaries as married men because our religious tenets say that the woman's place is in the home, especially after marriage. Those cases were litigated in the 1980s and even in the 1990s. Right? So this is just the final chapter where we see discrimination against gays and lesbians being coming over the horizon to Arizona, and this preemptive strike against it in the form of we are going to be able to have these religious liberties in place so we can make those kinds of claims, and they're going to be ultimately treated by history in the same way.
Senator, let me ask you, Senator, finally, if somebody is fired because they're gay or lesbian in your state, is that discrimination? Would you say that's discrimination?
I don't know of anybody that discriminates in our state, sir.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, but if somebody is fired, a boss doesn't like some guy on their staff or a woman on their staff because they're gay or lesbian, and they're fired for that, which is legal because there's no protection against for sexual orientation, is that discrimination?
You know, you're trying to distort a religious freedom bill, and
sir, you're running for governor of the state of Arizona. You're going to be governor of gay and lesbian people, and you can't even go on the record and say if a gay and lesbian person is fired simply for being gay or lesbian, that's discrimination. You can't even make that leap and just say, yeah, that would be discrimination.
I don't know of any case like you just cited, sir. And by the way, you
that's never happened in the United
SB
States.
SB 1070. You attacked our SB 1070 bill. It was a great bill. We're a border state. We have every
You're
right
now talking about a bill from 2 years ago?
That's, the border.
You're trying to change the subject.
No, you brought it up. You brought it up, not me, sir.
Actually, our guest
you
did.
You brought it up.
Actually, our guest did. I want to give you one more opportunity because I think this is going to come back on you. If somebody anywhere in America is fired because they're gay or lesbian, and that's the reason they're fired, just because somebody doesn't like them, and it's legal in that state, is that discrimination?
I'm against all discrimination, and I want maximum religious freedom, sir.
So, okay, that's you can't answer that question, then. I give you the opportunity.
That's Senator, my answer to you.
I hear you.
I know you're trying to set me up, and I'm not going to stand for it, sir.
Okay. Senator Al Meldman, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Why do all politicians, when you call them out on some of the craziness that comes out of their mouths, why do they say, oh, you're trying to set me up? He could have answered the question, and I would have been, I'm not okay with him by any means, but I've been okay if he just said, oh, if that's discrimination, if you want to, you know, as the definition of discrimination is, and what Anderson was saying to him, that's discrimination. If he said, yes, that's discrimination, but he can't because you have an office and this man is old as the hills. And that's what's wrong with with politics nowadays. There's a lot, there's like the old school still in, and the world is changing. The country is changing. And, they're not reflective of me. They're still reflective of my parents. And in some cases, my grandparents. Remember Jesse Helms, you know, had all them old Mores that he brought, but that was because, you know, he was an old person. That's what he lived. That's where he, what, excuse me, that's kind of where his ideologies were kind of matured. It's different now. And this Al Melvin, gays do not move to Arizona. You will go to McDonald's. And if you heard part of that, Anderson was asking him Al Melvin said, you know, you're talking about discriminating against unwed mothers and divorcees. The Bible speaks, and specifically Jesus speaks against unwed mothers and divorcees. Sorry, I stuttered. And he never said, it was somebody else said this for Jesus about the whole laws in Leviticus and the stuff about gay people in the Bible. But it was never words from Jesus. The stuff about unwed mothers and divorcees was something that Jesus actually said, if you go on what's written in the Bible. So in this religion, if somebody sincerely feels, if then they're taking everything, it, you know, verbatim from the Bible, and this is what it's a religious freedom to do so, then how can you not, you know, say that if that I can deny service to an unwed person that has children, an unwed mother, or a divorced person, because my Bible tells me it's okay for me to do that, because I hold this so sincerely close to my heart that if I do get rid of them service, it goes against my Bible and my beliefs. And if they can't answer that argument, and see, this is the problem with Christians and the whole gay debate, that they're focusing on gay so much, which if you have any amount of sense, I don't know where I don't care what your religious convictions are. If you have any, and I think sense is the wrong word. If you have any, if you're rational and you read, you have to take everything. And I've said this until I'm blue in the face. Just don't look at that. You know, I hope Arizona goes ahead and I hope they go ahead and start a bill against Red Lobster and any other place that sells shellfish, because again, in that same area of the Bible, that's in there as well. So you can't pick and choose. And this is what infuriates me about Christians or in organized religion. And I think it's more religious folk and church folk instead of true Christians, because true Christians know, yeah, we can't, this is not what we're supposed to do. But, you know, people, you know, but then you have the radicals who may not have ever stepped in church a day in their life, opened a Bible a day in their life, said one prayer, but it aligns to how they feel, because whether it's distaste for them, or they don't like it, or they think they don't understand it, they jump on that bandwagon, and they're even more less informed than the people who say they're informed when they're not. So I'm over it. And so I'm like, yeah, y'all need to calm down in Arizona. So don't go. Don't go to Arizona, because you guys will be in trouble. Well, us, we will be in trouble. Well, it's supposed to be hiding in Arizona anyhow. I don't have no desire to go to Arizona, so I don't have a worry. But you have to listen to, if you go to CNN.com, you have to listen to the first part of the interview, because Anderson Cooper really tears him an ass, because he was just asking him simple things that Al Melvin could not or would not answer, because it made sense. You know, that's critical thinking 101. If you've ever taken a philosophy class and they have those, what's the stuff you remember you had to do? You had to have proofs. You have those proofs. That's critical thinking 101. If this is true and this is true, and then this has to be true if both of these statements are true. You know, So, anyhow, so Jan Brewer, like I said, she's facing pressure on both sides on this heated debate over the religious rights, as she weighs whether to sign a bill that would legally protect businesses that deny services to consumers based on religious reasons. This bill updates existing Arizona law on the exercise of religion and protects businesses, corporations, and people from lawsuits if they deny services based on sincere religious belief. Supporters argue the bill is about protecting religious freedom, not about allowing discrimination. Yeah, that's called talking out both sides of your mouth. And they frequently cite the case of New Mexico photographer sued a New Mexico photographer sued for refusing to take wedding pictures of a gay couple. Here's my thoughts on that, and I might get if there's a business, and I guess principle is one thing, but if somebody doesn't like me, whether I'm black or gay or fat, if say for instance here I'm a fat person and I go to a Chinese buffet. Well, I am a fat person. I go to Chinese buffet and they say, "Oh no, you can't come up in here," because you're too fat, you eat up all the food. And I'm like, "Oh, but the people down the street, same type of business." They're like, "Oh, we want you to come. We want you to eat up the food because we cook better than they do." I'm not going to fight you over that. You and why would I want to? Because then I'm still giving you money. I'm still giving you money. So there's no point for there's no point in me wanting to patronize you if you don't like me, if you don't agree with who I am. And that same goes for the photographer. Unfortunately, they had a point to prove. She must have been a phenomenal photographer, and they actually won the case, actually, because she was denying her services, a public service, to a certain sect of the community. So my thing is, y'all still, if she, if, I guess she didn't take the pictures, but you still wanted her to take the pictures, and you still would have to pay her. If she don't want to take pictures of you, okay, then okay, I don't want you, and I'm not giving you any business, and then I will not recommend people for you just on that based alone, and they can ask me why, and since it's true, that's not slander. So there was other ways to handle that, but they proved a point, and then there was their right to do so. This bill is about preventing discrimination against people who are clearly living out of their faith, says Senator Steve Yarbrough. Only Yarbrough I've ever known has been a black person. Interesting. Jan Brewer, she has 5 days to sign or veto the bill once it gets to her desk, but has yet to. So it's obviously on her desk because she has till Saturday. Clear to indicate what she will do, Brewer suggested over the weekend that she supports a business's freedom of choice, but remains unsure whether that has to be put into state law. She vetoed a similar bill proposed last year by Yarbrough. So who is this Yarbrough? I don't know anything about the politics in Arizona, but who is this guy? I bet he watches gay porn at nighttime. And or some gay man said he was ugly. He's mad about something. He might need a hug. Y'all tell him he's cute so he can stop acting a fool down there in Arizona. Despite some support in the state legislature, prominent Republicans have pressed the GOP governor for a veto. That's good, S including Senator John McCain. What? Five of seven Republican candidates for governor also have called for a bill to be vetoed or withdrawn. The latest is Frank Riggs, a former California congressman, who said it's a solution in search of a problem. That is, wow. I might use that as the title of this. Right now it says Arizona Destination Truth, but and solution in search of a problem. I like that. According to the new bill, a person who religious exercises burden may exert the violation as a claim or a defense in a judicial proceeding. In addition to the New Mexico case, a gay couple in Arizona was recently denied service over religious beliefs when the owner of a small bakery declined to bake the couple a wedding cake. "I respectfully declined due to my personal biblical convictions as a born-again Christian," the owner told the Arizona TV station. "I firmly believe that my conviction in the Bible are more important than money." Yeah, but I bet he eats shellfish. So this just goes on about how in the debate, what I thought was interesting on, let's see. They're talking about Erica's the Super Bowl is supposed to be in Arizona next year, and they're talking about the anti-gay law. Will Super Bowl pull up roots and go somewhere? You know how much money the Super Bowl brings into a state, brings into a city. You know, you wonder, it's like, how much money is it's gonna if they pull up? I don't know if they can do that, if they're contractually obligated once they choose a site, a state, a city, to have the to host a Super Bowl, if they can just say, okay, we're not doing that any longer. They do have a year, but I don't know the whole process on that. But they say our policies emphasize tolerance and inclusiveness and prohibit discrimination based on age, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or any other improper standard. We're following the issue in Arizona and will continue to do so should the bill be signed into law. Should the bill be signed into law, but will decline further comment at this time. We share the NFL's core values, which embraces tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, and prohibit discrimination. In addition, a key part of the mission for this is Arizona. Arizona Super Bowl host committee is to promote the economic vitality of Arizona. On that matter, we have heard loud and clear from our various stakeholders that adoption of this legislation would not only run contrary to the goal, but deal a significant blow to the state's economic growth potential, which is true. We do not support this legislation. Instead, we look forward to continuing to promote the NFL's values while focusing on the economic momentum apparent in Arizona and capturing the positive worldwide attention associated with hosting Super Bowl 30. Was it 31? I don't know. So this is, they have a lot of stuff going on that's surrounding this. So the world, the country is watching. I don't know if the sports community is watching, but everybody's watching to see how this plays out. Let's see. Well, let's take another quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna switch lanes a little bit. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about herpes. You won't believe this. switch it. Welcome back to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We've been talking about some stuff tonight, y'all. We just finished talking about the Anderson Cooper interview with gubernatorial candidate Al Melvin, who's office rocker, including everybody else who is in support of this bill. This is America, and you cannot discriminate just because you feel like it, even when you're citing religious convictions. It's not what God told you to do. It's not what God wants you to do. And you stop using your discrimination and prejudice and bigoted ways and stop blaming it on the Lord, because he don't like that. And you guys will find out. I can't say, because I'm not God. I can't speak for God. But this is in direct opposition of the Bible you claim to know is telling you to do. And you guys know better. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. But in other news, which I thought was really interesting, I've seen this on abcnews.com, and I was like, what the hell? And the title of the article was herpes strikes two more infants after ritual circumcision. I'm like, what? I mean, seriously? And so, you know, circumcision is when the foreskin of the penis is removed to expose the glands. And most American men are circumcised. If you're born in America, United States, they do it because it's they claim that it's healthier because of the whole cleanliness aspect of it. But in the same token, a lot of people in England and South America, those guys aren't circumcised. And I don't know. I've only seen one real life one in my whole entire life. And that's all we'll say about that. But this was interesting because let me just read part of the article. Two infants in the last 3 months in New York City's ultra-Orthodox Jewish community have been infected with herpes following a ritual circumcision, according to the health department. And the boys, of course, were not identified. In the most controversial part of this version of the Jewish ritual, known as the Metzitzah Betpet, I don't know how to pronounce that, the mole places his mouth around the baby's penis to suck the blood to cleanse the wound. See, I would comment on this. See, that goes in the category of you're already doing too much. One of the two infective babies developed a fever and lesions on its scrotum 7 days after the circumcision, and tests for HSV-1 were positive, according to the health department. Last year, the New York City Board of Health voted to require parents to sign a written consent that warns them of the risk of this practice. None of the parents of the two boys who were recently infected signed the form for the disease control. Interesting. Let's see. It says too early to tell if the babies will suffer long-term health consequences from the infection. Since 2000, there have been 13 cases of herpes associated with the ritual, including two deaths and two other babies with brain damage. Can you imagine? Again, so I'm not trying to connect this story and the one we talked about earlier. This is our religious freedom. You know, they're crying out, well, you can't tell us what to do because it's our religious freedom. Like Anderson Cooper was talking to Al Melvin, he was saying that there's hundreds of religions in America. I'm sure there's a lot of them in the state of Arizona. And it's not just Christian faith. If it's a religious freedom bill, it's any faith, not just the one that fits the majority. Well, I don't think of Christianity as the majority mores. And so This is what they're saying. Well, I'll finish the article. Neonatal herpes infections can cause death or disability among infants, according to the Centers for Disease Control. First, there are serious infections in newborns. And second, there is no safe way an individual can perform oral suction on an open wound because your mouth has thousands and thousands of germs in it. Third, these terrible infections are completely preventable. They should not occur in 21st century with our scientific knowledge. Some rabbis told ABCnews.com last year that they opposed on religious grounds. There you go, that religious freedom thing, that the law requiring parents to sign the waiver, insisting it has been performed tens of thousands of times a year worldwide. They say safeguarding the life of a child is one of the religious highest principles. Obviously not. This is the government forcing a rabbi practicing a religious ritual to tell his congregants it could hurt their child. David Niederman, he's a rabbi of the Hasidic United Jewish Organization in Williamsburg, told ABCnews.com, if God forbid there was a danger, we would be the first to stop the practice. Yeah. God, in my opinion, God just didn't sit up there on a throne, you know, waiting to give his divine intervention for something stupid we're doing. He didn't sit there, oh, look, Will, I'll wait till they start, then I'll shine a light down, I'll give them some kind of sign and say, don't do that because you know that's not the right thing to do. My opinion is that's not how it works. I think God leaves us to our own devices. You know, God gave man the knowledge of medicine so he could use it to cure and help people. I think he gave us common sense, you know, and I think he gave us the innate ability to know what's right and wrong. I think in its simplest forms, what's right and wrong. You know, I think that's how God lets us decide our fate. You know, he's not going to sit there. He doesn't pick and choose. Well, this is my favorite Christian right here. Or my, because God loves Christian and non-Christian alike. This is my favorite Christian right here. So I'm going to, you know, tell him don't do that because I don't want him hurt. I don't think it works that way. And unfortunately, the religious community is starting to believe that he favors them over others. He wants all of his children to love him, you know. So this whole thing, again, stop the madness, because nobody got time for that. Nobody. Anyhow, so let's see what's going on. I thought I had a little bit more to talk about, but I guess I don't. Well, we'll take one more quick break and then we'll come back and we'll wrap some things up. I like that. That's kind of groovy. Welcome back. It's the 5x5, and I'm your host, David. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we've been chatting for about an hour. You know, I don't like going too much over an hour because people get bored with that. They don't want to hear me ramble. Or maybe you do, but I like to keep them no more than 75 minutes, but we're not going to go that long tonight. Remember, you can always check out Fanboy Weekly on Monday mornings, which is really Sunday night at 1 a.m. What else? Real Talk with Dave and Nikki on Wednesday evenings. And then Ken and I, Ken Boggle from Ken Boggle Talk, I think he's getting better. We did a show last week. Talking about some different things, and we're going to start doing that, and that will kind of develop into more Google Hangouts. So I was talking about that a few weeks ago. If you want to add me on Google Hangouts, you can either go to dayvyd, the letter natl, at gmail.com, or 5BYYFIVE at gmail.com and add me into your Google circles when we start doing the Google Hangouts. Here in the very near future, and you can always catch the 5x5 Late Night Show and the Drive Show on iTunes, and Real Talk with Dave and Nikki is on iHeartRadio as well. I hope you guys are gonna have a great rest of the week. I don't know. There's nothing else for me. No, they fooled me tonight because I had planned on watching. I was going to have a fanboy night tonight. I planned on watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which didn't come back. I'm going to watch the end of Thor now. But I started I was waiting for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to come on. That didn't. So I switched to, what's that show with the girls are dancing and the kind of, the woman's really, really mean to all the moms? Dance Moms or something like that. That was on. I fell asleep because, I took some Bear Aspirin that kind of knocked me out for some reason. It had some other stuff in it, but regardless of all that, I want to finish Thor, and then tomorrow's another day. hopefully, I won't have to deal with too much snow when I get up in the morning. And if anybody wants to come scrape off my car, I would greatly appreciate it. I'll leave the keys on the porch. Not really. But anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Like I said, I'm David from the 5x5, and this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm here, we're here, you're here, and we will see you next time. Good night, everybody.